Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I am hanging in there. It's kind of like a kiss and a slap.
Moving through those waves of retrogrades.
Yes, yes. But anyway, it's a lot of moving parts, and, you know, my house got damaged in a storm, and insurance company denied me, so I can't count on them to do anything. Because the age of my house, they could disclaim it, so they did, and so that's kind of, now I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do next with that. We had rain today, so I'm freaking out that I'm going to get more damage. But so far, so good. Everything's kind of holding together with the power of prayer. And so that's where I'm with that. And I have some family things going on in my family that lives far away from me right now. So I'm kind of keeping my ear to the ground, listening for what's going on next there. And so it's just a lot of moving parts. And you and I both know, because we counsel for a living, everybody's feeling this retrograde Mars and Gemini. It's like you're fighting a battle on too many fronts every day. And when we pick up your call, correct me if I'm wrong, okay?
It's got a big balance beam all through it. It's swinging in duality. That's what this chart is. It's just swinging in duality.
Well, the T-square that's going to be going on in the next few days is going to be even more profound, because you're talking about the whole balance beam, and that's how I see a T-square. So Mercury and Venus are kissing tonight in Sag, and as they move forward, they're going to complete the T-square with Mars and Neptune. Jupiter's a little far away for me to keep it nor, but you probably would. But the way I'm looking at it right now is the T-square is about to probably actually balance out in a unique way. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I'm thinking it's going to be a question of choices, is what I'm seeing with this Mars retrograde in Gemini. So choices you haven't considered, whatever you're facing right now, new choices can appear over the next week. And I wanted to put that on the show tonight, because of all the things going on with me, I said, you know what? I think there's a lot of people that need to know this. Okay? What do you think?
It is. And I'm going to take the optimistic side, my little optimistic mind that I am, and go to that beautiful trine to Saturn. First of all, with this, because, again, here, discipline and training. Saturn's in Aquarius, so it's envisioning the future, using technology to your advantage. It's taking that step back and looking at both options and really finding, because a lot of people get stuck going, okay, I just got to go this direction, I just got to go this direction, and it says no. Do the research, open it up, open the field a little bit more, be a little bit more optimistic, because the hope in it, the sextile that sits in it, is from Mercury to that Saturn. So there's a direct connection with this discipline of going, of canceling a singular thing and being open to the possibilities that are arising and searching for them. Because that beautiful trine to Mars, as long as you're searching for them, you're going to find them. And sometimes you have to take a step back or two and look at it a little bit more analytically to be able to do that. That Mercury in Sagittarius is a very philosophical, analytical kind of thing. People don't give the Sagittarian energy as much analyticalness as they do the Virgonian energy, but both of those two Mercuries always overanalyze everything. So here again, I say, have some fun with it, because Sagittarius is always fun, you know, but really keep your options open and keep that hope going, because with that discipline, you'll get the answer, and that answer to that T-square that's just all balancing itself, trying to balance itself out. No, it's all good, even though we're right now, and this is one of the reasons why tonight and the next couple of days are going to be a little bit more dramatic, this is because we have that Aquarius moon. So don't feed into the drama. Look to the future. Don't react impulsively. See the end result. This is what's transforming over this time period.
Mm-hmm. Well, a little aside, okay? You know how much problems we've had getting on Blog Talk. There's been some issues, okay? And,
yes.
Okay. And at first, of course, I thought it was my phone. All right, so I did order a new phone. And I got the new phone hooked up. And I have to tell you, I'm glad I did it, because the other one, I was having problems with other things too, other than Blog Talk. So I got that. So then I go online, and I can send out emails, but I can't receive them. Okay? So they're sending me all these weird messages. Contact your provider about your service, blah, 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 all this crazy stuff. So people are finding me on Facebook because they can't reach me through email. This has been going on for a week, okay? And you're trying to tell me technology is my friend? When did that shift?
It's making you learn how to use it in a better way. Again, the kiss and the slap. I said, yeah, you took the heavy side, I took the light side.
Mercury was passing over my moon when all this stuff was happening. And the insurance company denied my claim, okay? And all this stuff that's been going on, you know, so I'm a little mad at Mercury right now. I'm sorry.
You're allowed to be. So, but this too shall change. Yeah. You know, even though they denied you, remember there's so many different dualities here. You may find something different in another avenue. You know, here again, this is what it's all about. And it is a discipline, okay, because it is. You know, you're not going to get around all these oppositions and the T-square. You're just not going to get around it. And I consider it in now. I consider the vibrational energy now. And, again, what Aphrodite does not consider, even though it's 6 degrees, I consider up to 7 degrees really being with an orb. And it's 6 degrees, Neptune is 6 degrees from Jupiter. And it has been dancing all around it for a while. And so I truly feel that this is all for our own greater benefit. Again, it has those sextiles to Pluto that really give it that hope and inspiration. I get the key factor of everything here is hope at this point in time and not reality. And that kind of sucks for everybody. I understand that. But I also say that there's a lot of hope in this chart, and there's a lot of avenues that still haven't revealed themselves out. And I say this is a waiting game more than anything else for a lot of people to find those answers. Even though it may be challenging, it may be difficult. Again, here, like you, you're classic. Well, you're a little bit more dramatic right now, Aphrodite. But
yeah,
there's some people that people out there that are getting hit as hard as you. But everybody's getting hit with this in one way, shape, or form or another. So whether it's heavy, medium, or light, all of us are looking at this as a foundational shift. So slow and steady wins the race. Impulsiveness is not the thing to do at this time. It's a key factor, even though it may be frustrating.
All right. I'm going to hold you responsible for this. I expect things to change very quickly in my direction. Let's take our first caller. Okay.
Okay.
Stay, sweetheart. Area code 203, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. How are you both?
Hi,
hey,
Pat from Connecticut.
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, God. It's totally appropriate what you've been saying. I've been out of the loop as far as what's been going on astrologically, but you are definitely explaining what's been happening. First of all, I love your new pictures on your page.
Thank you, because we did that when we were together a couple of years ago, and I had lost them on my computer, That's one of the things I was able to retrieve. How miraculous is that?
That's very cool. You might want to change your introductory music because that what you've got, the new pictures are just so upbeat and happy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
you're looking for a more happy, yeah, you got the same thing as Aphrodite here going on. You got a bunch of in conjunctions. It's a very colorful picture going on for you right now.
God, let me catch you up. If you have time, I finally went to small claims court, and I was so prepared, and I even had a letter from the mechanic that repaired my car. They offered me only half a view, so they immediately sent me to judgment court or whatever. This was all on Zoom. Both my computers didn't work. I had to do it on the phone. I was freaking out. I really was sure. Anyway, when we went to the second judge, she let me give my story, and they, I'm so naive, but you know what? I'm glad I'm this naive and will always be this way, because I'm just not, I don't have it in my comprehension that people can be so mean. But my mechanic, he brought his lawyer, he brought his coworker, and they just not only lied and lied and lied in denying my truth, but they made up stories about me, and I was just shocked. And at one point, the judge said, well, somebody's lying and someone's telling the truth, and I thought, great, she's going to see me as the truth. And later on, she said, well, you know, I believe some of what you're saying, and I believe some of what you're saying, and she might have just been playing us. Ultimately, she awarded me a little bit more than half of what it cost to fix my car. Part of me was disappointed because I'm, you know, three times out in the hole. But as I thought about it and talked to other people, I actually won because the judgment came to me. My therapist said if she gave me the full amount, then the mechanic could have appealed because the judge would have been saying that they were lying. So, you know what? I won. I should be pleased with that. I don't know if they're supposed to pay by December 2nd. That's the next hurdle. I don't want to be negative about that, but maybe you can look into that. And I'm just losing work left and right. I had surgery, so I had to take 2 weeks off. Someone's dog has kennel cough, so it's 4 more weeks. I'm losing so much. I'm still so much in the hole. I'm really just, I feel like I'm hallucinating as far as the reality of my finances. Anyway, that's it. Trying to hang on, trying to believe everything's going to be okay. I really need more finances coming in than what's been happening. That's it.
Right. Well, Jupiter just went direct 2 days ago in your sixth house of work and service. And it has been retrograde all summer, okay? And that's part of the waiting game I think you've been playing. And it is getting ready to go back into Aries. And I think what's going to happen, you're like me. Like, I've got 3 planets in Cancer and 3 in Leo. You've got the same kind of thing going on in your chart.
Right.
So I'm born on July 22nd, the same year as you. And Jupiter, when it gets into Aries, it's going to bless our Leo stuff. So even though we're feeling crestfallen right now, that's not going to last much longer. Okay, and what's going to happen as you're, and what I have been doing, and I'm going to share this with you, and this is not like a psychic reading or anything to do with astrology. Every day I look around me, and I'm just thankful for everything I do have. And I am doing that morning and night, and even throughout the day when I walk to the house and I'm petting cats on my way to my house, I say, thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you for the health of my family, the health of my kitties. Because it's very hard for discouragement to get through the shield of gratitude.
Absolutely.
Use that as your tool until this planet shifts. Now, Jupiter is going to be going back into Aries on the 21st of December. Hang in there a little while longer, hon. Just hang in there a little while longer. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree with you for so many different things. Okay. First of all, right now the intensity is upon you because of the inconjunctions to your Uranus-Mars-Sun connection, okay? What we have on the opposite side of that is Venus and Mercury, okay? Which means I hear you that you can't see out of this tunnel, okay, first of all. and that you can't see your benefits at this point in time. That inconjunction is rough. Okay, because it's hitting deep into your soul. But
yeah.
Fret not, okay? Slow and steady wins the race. Again, here, these planets are moving, and not only will Jupiter start its trek through the fire, but all of those planets will move away and start trining your Leo energy, okay?
Yay!
So, is going to have some wonderful blessing lines, and during that period of time, you may just get a little bit of Jupiter hanging out in there in a grand trine in some cases, just to let you know. But here again, on your particular part, you get these beautiful blessing lines that start really making that trek through and really bringing the enlightenment and awakenment to you, okay? And they stop that in conjunction to your stuff. So here again, what I'm saying is, because also the other aspect to this that really, you talk about the finances and you have old issues from the past that have returned, okay, is basically what you... Okay, the Uranus is in your eighth house of other people's resources, and it's conjunct the North Node, which means it's opposing the South Node in your personal finances. This is making a foundational change, but it will change for your benefit. Okay, so I say be thrifty, be cautious. This isn't the best time, but slow and steady, things will start to change in your favor. I think where you're really looking at being is once Mars goes direct, it's going to be dancing with your Jupiter, and I think really mid-January is when you'll start to feel the freedom and really start to say, okay, now I can see my way out of this hole. So here again, there's a certain amount of discipline that comes with this. Okay, is all I'm trying to say. It starts to take those hints, see those blessings, because within the next few weeks, it's going to make that change. But I say to you on the other side, it won't always be perfect until mid-January.
Okay. Mhm. Yep, and I want to tell you right now, have a plan A and a plan B every day, no matter what small crisis you're facing. Say the phone rings, okay? Decide if you're prepared to pick it up or not. If an opportunity comes in and you're not certain, Mars is retrograde in Gemini right now, and it's backing up onto your Jupiter right now. So have a plan A and a plan B. Even if the plan B is a little ways off, like a couple weeks away, because that's where we're going to feel the shift of energy. So I think the next fortnight, again, pray more, worry less, okay? Don't watch the news before you go to bed, okay? try to keep yourself in as positive a space as you can. And let the time go by and realize it's not about separate urgency from emergency, okay?
Yeah.
And I know that sounds a little hard to do for us because we were both born with Mars conjunct Uranus conjunct the Sun, you and I both. So I know this because I'm going through a big thing with my house right now. It was damaged during the storm, and I can't get somebody to help me fix it. My insurance company denied me. So I'm stuck too, but I'm figuring out another plan, and that's what I'm doing right now because you know what? We can. We're smart enough. We have enough intuition.
Yeah.
You've got your own psychic stuff going on, girl, okay?
Yeah.
So say, okay, so that door's closed. What door's opening? What window do I open next? And just work through it and keep us posted on how you're doing, okay, honey?
Yeah, can you explain a little more, have plan A and plan B every day? I don't really understand what you're saying about that.
Say that again?
You know what? the way I'm going to say this to you with the plan A and plan B is it's more of being more flexible. If this
okay.
doesn't work on that day, then put it down and be prepared to do something else.
Okay.
Don't try and force one direction. If it's
yeah.
not working,
right.
have that other direction you want to turn to, whatever it is, okay?
Okay?
So every day have two different things, two different options is what she's saying as to how you're going to approach the day, you know, as far
okay.
as what you're going to accomplish in that day. Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
Yeah, that's helpful. Thank you. Thank you both. It's nice to be connected to you two again. And, wow, your house. Good. I will say a prayer for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm working on it. And right now we had more rain today, but so far no more damage just yet. So I'm just, again,
okay.
trying to wait patiently, you know, knowing that my prayers have been heard and they will be answered when I'm ready and it's ready for me.
Okay. Well, God bless and protection over you.
Thank you. God bless you, sweetheart. You have a sweet
Talk
night, okay?
You too. Right. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I feel like she's like my sister. It's so cool.
Yeah, I look at it, and it's so, I mean, you know, every time I see it, I think of you. That's for sure. It's so close to your
ready?
Chart, you know.
I know. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 775, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thank you. My name is Wendy from California, and I have had a friend named Rosie for quite a long time. She lives about 100 miles away, and we have talked almost every single day, sometimes an hour, maybe sometimes 3 hours, about everything, including men in our lives, work, everything under the sun. On October 23rd, she told me she was going out to lunch with an ex-boyfriend, and I said, wonderful, I hope you have fun. Call me when you're back. And it was getting late. She didn't call me, and so I texted her, and I said, just let me know that you're okay. And she did text me that she was fine, and then she wasn't calling me for a few days. So I said, we usually talk almost every single day. I don't want to be texting you or calling you unnecessarily. And she did respond in a text on October 23rd. And she said, let's just leave things the way they are. I wish you the very best. And that makes no sense to me. I don't understand it. I was happy for her that she was going out with an ex. What in the world is going on? Is she signed off on our friendship? Will she ever call me again?
Have you called in before?
You know what? I honestly don't remember. If I did, it was probably quite a while ago.
Are you
ago.
July 6th, 51?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Yeah, she's,
oh, okay.
She's July 6, 51, born at 8:45 p.m.,
Oakland, California.
Oh, very good. I think it was around 8:44 p.m., but that's true.
Well, one minute doesn't make a difference. 7 minutes can, 1 minute doesn't. Well, again, right now because Mars is retrograde in Gemini, a lot of men from the past are returning, okay, to see if they can make amends, to let you know that. But also because mm-hmm. Mars is the ruler of both Aries and Scorpio, a lot of women are also trying to make a comeback in some of their relationships, whether it's family or romantic. And I'm seeing this as a trend since Mars went retrograde. And I'm just saying that it's a trend because I don't pigeonhole things. Okay, I don't do that. I look at each individual. Now, when is her birthday? That's my question.
Her birthday is May the 7th.
Okay.
In what year?
I think maybe 53.
And you wouldn't know what time she was born, right?
That I don't know.
Okay, and where was she born?
Oh, my gosh. I think in California.
Northern, southern?
Probably northern.
Okay.
I don't know. It might have been southern. I'm not sure. But California.
Yeah, we're close enough to look at a compatibility.
Yeah, we don't have a time anyway, so it's probably a bit of a moot point. But it's very interesting because in your chart, I know you're feeling it. It's very personal. You've got so many planets in Cancer, but I don't think it's personal to you, actually. I have a feeling that she's shutting out a lot of people because I think there are people that don't approve her getting back with this person. And I think that she's trying to just deal with that one-on-one and remove herself from who she considers to be family, you being one of those people. That's what I'm getting psychically. Now, I haven't pulled her chart up yet, but Jacqueline's going to go ahead and look at that for you.
Oh, I have, and she has a Mars and Gemini and all kinds of stuff that's just fun and games here. I'm looking at, you know, again, I want to say this first of all about your transit, because what's transiting now, again, my little Cancer baby, which this is a hint for all Cancers out there, these Sagittarian planets are in conjunct to your sun, okay? And so there's some challenges that have been upon you as a result of this. It goes from your 6th to your 11th house. How was this relationship serving you is what comes out of that. And there's a challenge here to look at this. I don't think this relationship is over with yet. I really don't. You're dealing with a little Taurus baby, okay? And when it comes to this Taurus baby, her Mercury in Aries and her Venus in Aries sit in your third house. That's your local community, how you interact with her, okay? And how you communicate, okay? And here again, I really think Aphrodite is so right on, okay? I'm betting that she was born after 6 o'clock in the morning because that would give her a Pisces moon. Okay, which means, again, here that she kind of vibes and absorbs things. And it's really, I think, about that for herself. I think that she's going back to somebody old and from the past. I agree. This Mars retrograde points that out very clearly. And she's reevaluating her life. Remember, she's a Taurus. She's a scared little soft soul. I don't think it's as much you as it is that she's trying to change her life and trying to do something, and she's stubborn and doing it on her own, and she knows you would disagree with it. Again here, I would wait this thing out until those afflictions go away and she comes back and just let it be. Respect her space and go, okay, whatever, and let her come back in her own time, because I think she'll be back.
Well, I've told her many times that I'm not judgmental. My opinion of the man she reunited with was based only upon what she told me. I've never met him, and I knew would know better than to say, "Oh no, you said this about him. Why are you going back?" I would not have done that. And
that's
my
the point.
Attitude was perfect.
That's
I said, "Congratulations." I said, "That's great. Let me know later."
That's not the point. Again, whether it's you disagree with him or you disagree about what she's doing or something, it doesn't matter. She doesn't want to hear any of it at this point in time. She has isolated herself, okay? Again, this is like her running away from home and going, okay, I want to build a new life. So she's leaving not just you, okay, but everything to work in a different direction.
Okay.
Past is always going to catch up with you. Things are always going to shift and change. So that's what I say. Wait till it shifts and changes again with her.
Do you think that she'll ever call me again? If so, will it be a month? Will it be a year? Will it be 5 months?
Right now Mars is retrograde until the 12th of January, okay? And the retrograde cycle, again, has to do with rethinking many, many things. Now, so she's probably doing that. And there's only so many hours in a day, so much time, and apparently you and she were spending a lot of time together. So she has chosen to invest her time in this person because she really wants to have a romantic relationship. And I know that you're feeling abandoned, and I'm so sorry. I'm a Cancer, too. I get it. But, again, she is just trying to see if this is real. So she's giving it, as Jacqueline pointed out, all of her attention right now.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yes. But don't take it personally. And if you do decide that you want to text her again or whatever, I would do it, but don't expect her to text back. In other words, just checking in, hope things are going great, you know, and if you get a chance, you know, ring me up. In other words, I would do it without any expectation is the word, I guess, is the best to use, is what my angel's saying. So I'm going to go with that. So for right now, just let her know that you are there and you do care and go for it, girl. That's it. I just be the girlfriend that says, okay, bless you on your new journey. And realize it's not about you. It's about her. Okay?
Okay. So maybe in mid-January or so she might contact me?
I think she might contact you over the holidays. But my feeling is, again, it's not going to probably be the way it was if she's really, really focused on the relationship. Okay?
Okay.
So, don't be hurt by that. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't allow yourself to be hurt by that because this is her own thing. And
the reason I'm so bewildered is because my attitude towards her was, congratulations, have fun. I'm happy for you. I did not slap her hands or anything. I be happy.
Right. But so whatever's going on with her because of the Mars retrograde is something that happened in the past. Okay, so she's decided to make this person her priority because I think the last time this person was in her life, she did not make him the priority, and that's why it failed. So I think she's trying to make that come around again. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know
and
what?
So,
I suspect that she might – we haven't talked in several years, and I called her on Christmas Eve maybe about 3-4 years ago, and so – I suspect that maybe she might call me on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. And that's great. And like I said, I would just be happy to hear from her and not make a judgment call and say, oh, I'm so glad you called. This is great. How's it going? You know, whatever. Because you can do that. You got that Cancer energy. You're very sweet, very devoted personality, you know.
Okay.
But that's how it is. But right now, again, don't personalize the issue. Wish her well, and maybe it's time that you got involved in maybe a few more people that are friends with you that want to spend time with you. Maybe it's time for you to make a shift, too, okay? Because you've been spending an awful lot of time with her, and maybe it's time for you to have some other friends coming in. Is there a man in your life right now?
No, I've been married twice and divorced twice, and third time's the charm. I am 71. It would be nice to have a handsome man in my life. But at this point, I just want serenity and peace and do my artwork.
Okay, that's fine. But again, having new friends in your life is not a bad idea right now. So maybe it is time for you to reach out a little bit more socially. I know it's been hard because of COVID. A lot of people haven't created new friendships. They've been isolating a lot anyway. But that is starting to fade out to some degree, even though it's still present. Maybe this gives you an opportunity to meet some new people. So maybe you should be looking at that for now. Okay?
Right. Okay. But do you eventually you think that she and I will reconvene our friendship? I don't understand the philosophy of that because this man is back in her life, we can't talk, once a week or something.
Right. Well, like I said, she's a Taurus. She's going to have to do it her way. She's fixers.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to go to the next caller, sweetheart. So keep us posted and stuff like that. But like I said, maybe you need to look at what it has been missing in your life because of all the time you've been spending with her too, and see if maybe there's a fresh start somewhere for you, maybe in a different way. Okay?
Okay. And I want to share something with you, but not on the air, about what you were talking about at the beginning of your show. I just don't want to do it on the air. If you've got my number, you can call me because I love to help people too. And I do not want you to give up, and I may be able to benefit you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That's so sweet of you.
You're very welcome. God bless.
God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Welcome. Ready for the next one?
Okay. Hello.
Area code 510, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to see what you could pick up for me, what's coming for me, or any messages.
And what's your name?
Tasha.
Hey, you've called in before, right? I know the voice.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thought I knew that voice. I just couldn't put the name to it.
And you're June 22nd, 75?
Yes.
And are you still in Oakland, California?
Yes.
All righty then. So what's your question tonight, sweetheart?
As far as love life, relationship, what do you see coming up for me? Or what am I walking through?
A balance beam.
Big time. Yep, big time. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay, that's bad. You're going through a psychological change. What are you doing for a living?
Working. Take care of my son.
You're only taking care of your son. You're not doing anything else?
Nope, nothing else.
Well, that's interesting. The reason why I say that is because I think you need an avenue of expression. I think you feel like you're trapped or restricted in your scheduling and in your timing of things, okay? Mars is dancing with your Mercury, so it's a little bit of an agitating time, okay? And that opposes your moon. And so what I'm saying is that I think what you're looking for is you need an avenue of expression. You need something for yourself or something that you can have to let this release go as far as attention is concerned. You have a Mars in Aries. I tend to think with that you need some kind of movement, exercise, some kind of activity to really work off that aggression during this period of time. I think that would help you out a great deal, and I think you can find options to it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I would agree. Why am I seeing a man at a distance? Who is the man at a distance?
My friend.
Okay.
Oh, so he's in my energy? Oh.
No, I just feel that this person is probably somebody you respect and admire, but I also feel that they're more detached than you are, correct?
Rare right now. We're both detached.
Okay. And so this is still haunting you, right?
No.
Okay. So do you want this person to come closer?
I'm at the point where I look at it like that's on him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think that that's the best way you can deal with it with your Mars and Aries, okay? You can only be who you are, my dear, okay?
I've been that. I've been looked at it like, okay, that's on him, on what he decides to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's weird because he's kind of still out there, but when you think about him, it's more aggravating than fulfilling right now is what I'm seeing, okay? And I think that right now, maybe it's time for you to look at greener pastures, my friend. And
all right, I'm not even greener pastures right now. I'm not even into none of that.
I didn't get that.
That's I'm not into greener pastures right now.
Okay. All right. Now, what are you doing for fun?
Right now, just taking care of my family. That's it.
Okay. Well, you don't have any close friends or people in your family that are around you right now?
That's my only close friend right now. You know, I don't have nobody but my family.
Okay. Well, I do not see an immediate change with the circumstances. I wish I could tell you differently, but I don't.
Yeah, I already know what's going on with him, so that's going to be a while. That's why I'm not even worried about it.
Okay, good. All right. Well, keep us posted on how you're doing then.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 216, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia. Date of birth, 7/16/58.
All righty then. And you've called me before, Patricia?
Yes, she has. Cleveland, Ohio.
Say again?
She's from Cleveland, Ohio.
All right. All right, got her. Are you still in Cleveland, hon?
Yes.
All right. Do you like it? You didn't say that with a lot of optimism. Do you like Cleveland, Ohio?
Yes, I know, because I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Cold and rainy.
My questions are, my plan is to relocate to the southwest. It's Las Cruces, New Mexico. It's been pushed back several times. Finish up my dental work and getting my monies together and applying to jobs. I'm going to push back till January of next year to leave from here to there.
Yeah.
Question is, I was going to get some temporary housing while I get my name, waiting for my name to come up on the wait list and look for others while I'm there. Would it be most effective and best and affordable for me with an Airbnb or renting a room out of a private house, which is almost sounds like the same, with a female homeowner, or a motel? And I was going to start either placing ads in Craigslist or through the classifieds, the Las Cruces Sun News Classified and Las Cruces Bulletin, a little neighborhood paper.
Now, it's La Cruz, New Mexico?
Yes.
Okay.
It's CRUIX or something like that.
CRUCES.
There you go. Okay. Las Cruces. Friend of mine was there. You know, I know you want to move there now. okay? You're in an urgent, you know, you feel like you're under an urgency situation. My little Mars and Aries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to say about it is we're talking about this Mars retrograde and what's going on with it. And it's going to go direct in January. And I think it's January 12th. Aphrodite can tell you if I'm right or wrong. But it's going to then pass back over that Venus and move through your 12th house into your first house. Really where I think your benefits are is more towards the end of January, closer to February to make this move. Even March would really solidify this move. During this period of time, I think there's going to be a transformation and change. And so I say patience to you as you go through this. I don't think it has to be as urgent as what you're pushing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think build in time. And I understand. I hear you. God bless your heart for being in Cleveland, Ohio with that lake effect and all of that cold stuff, because I couldn't do it. I honestly couldn't live there with the ice and everything else in the wintertime. So I can truly appreciate what you're talking about. But I think just a little bit longer and having a little bit more patience and allowing it to fall into place instead of trying to push it into place can really serve you well. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I want you to respell the name of the city because I can't seem to find it.
LASCRUCES.
Okay, start again.
LAS.
Two words.
Got it.
Second word.
All right, let me see. Because what I'm doing right now is I want to look at something. I'm going to take your progress chart. I'm going to progress you on screen here about the person you're becoming. And I want to take a look at this area for you as far as a relocation. And I did put it to mid-January because that's what you requested. And I want to give you some more detailed information about the person you're becoming and why you're feeling that call so strong within yourself to make the change. So I can feel the depression in your voice. I can feel the anxiety of the weight. But when I progress you by solar arc, this is the person you're becoming, okay? The scores on this area are fantastic. Excuse me. And what my program does is it rates 10 different categories. And use the categories they give them is a statistical value. They go to 0 to 150. Vocation and career, 369. Optimism and opportunity, 282. Education and communication, 285. Culture and creativity, 323. Responsive and focus, 341. You've got great scores. And you're even going to be under some fixed stars that are going to be very helpful to you when you make the move till January. Now, what I'm going to do now, though, I want to look at Jacqueline's timing on the progressed. Excuse me for a minute. I'm sorry. I've just been talking all day. So let me see. You're doing a distant relocation, okay? Now, in your progress chart, it's a very different picture. The whole thing has to be redone. This is the person you're becoming right now. You have a lot of Virgo in your first house, and you have Virgo rising at 0 degrees. Which means that you need to do all the research before you make this move, and you've already been doing that, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Uranus, the planet of surprises and epiphanies, is transiting to your ninth house of distant relocation in your progress chart right now, but it's still retrograde. Okay? Now, Uranus does not go direct, okay, until the end of January. Now, at the end of January, what happens, there's been all these planets retrograde all summer, okay? At the end of January, every planet's direct, and all of February, and all of March. I so agree with Jacqueline's timing on this. So know the preparation you're doing now is the time to put it on the docket. Figure out all the specifics. Like you were saying, where should I live? Should I make a temporary location? All this other stuff. This is the time for you to do the research, and by progression, your moon is in Scorpio, okay? And you have your own psychic stuff going on here, honey, okay? So when you're looking, as Jacqueline pointed out, look slower. Use your psychic energy even on the computer. Are you listening to me? This is going to help you so much. With Mars retrograde, you're going to end up with two choices. It's in Gemini. Everything comes in twos. Between now and the middle of January, there's going to be two doors that can open for you. And by that time, you'll have much more information. And just by your own psychic instinct, you're going to make the right choice. So don't push the river. It flows by itself. Okay?
All right.
I so agree with Jacqueline on this. And I look at it from a completely different perspective. See, Jacqueline and I are both astrologers for many years. We have different teachers. But we always have a very similar bottom line depending on what picture we look at. So we support you to do your due diligence right now, look into things more deeply, okay, and find what you're feeling from the deepest part of your nature right now. And just do a good job. You're going to be fine once you get there. It looks like it's going to be a great place for you to live. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And we need to go to the next caller. But if you need more from us, both of our numbers are on Blog Talk. Give us a call. We can spend more time with you if you need that or you would like to do that with us. Just ring us up. Either one of us, we're available. We'll get right back to you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Many blessings to your heart. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I wasn't too overpowering, was I, Jacqueline?
You're good.
All righty then. Let's see who's next. One person hung up. Okay. I bet we'll go to the next one. Air code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. I was just listening, and I will continue to listen. Hope y'all had a great turkey day. So I'll just continue to listen, and then I'll wait till next week and ask a question.
All right, sweetheart. All right, love you big. I'll put you on
hold. Y'all more.
You can listen. All right.
All right.
God bless you, sweetie. Okay.
You too.
She's such a trip. Okay. Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Jackie.
Hey,
Jackie.
How are you?
Hey, I made it through Thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen, right?
Yes.
Pass the gratitude, right?
Yes, and I'm pushing myself through the gratitude because sometimes I really don't feel it, but I am. I have to convince myself that I have a lot to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to make myself be in gratitude, if that makes any sense.
Now, when's your birthday?
January 5th, 1965.
That's what I thought. You were born in London, right?
Yes.
And where do you live now, honey?
I live in New Jersey. Northern New
Jersey.
Patterson,
okay,
P-A-T-E-E-R.
Yes.
And what's your big question tonight?
Oh, finances. Work and finances.
All right, let's take a look at that for you. Reality check. Okay. Look at this chart. Oh, my goodness.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
You talk about a kiss and a slap.
Yeah, this is a kiss and a slap. There's trines and blessing lines, and there's major square formations going on all at the same time. You must feel like you're doing the dance in circles, aren't you? Oh, my God, Jackie.
Yes.
All right.
That's why I shut myself off Thanksgiving. I could not.
Now, what do you do for work? Because are you looking to go back to something you did for your work?
No, I'm a teacher. I'm a school teacher.
Okay. Now, what grade do you normally teach? Do you want to teach but in a different way?
Yes, kind of, sort of. I teach high school now. But
okay.
I had a little bit more autonomy before this year. I'm at the point now, I just wanted to go to work, do what I have to do, and just go home.
Have you been taking good care of your health?
I mean, sometimes I don't feel the same way, but I am taking my medicine and going to the doctor when I'm supposed to.
Because there's a little problem with your energy flow here, and I think you're not diabetic, are you?
No, but ever since I did get those, you know, the boosters and stuff, I haven't felt the same.
Okay. Yeah, because right now I think that your metabolism, to me, it's a major T-square going on right now. So really pay attention to eating in a timely fashion. And you're going to have to try and work a little bit better with your anxiety, because your anxiety is through the roof, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. I really think you're probably an excellent teacher, though. I love your chart for that. But I just don't know if where you're at is as imaginative as you want it to be. I think you might be working below your level, and you're not feeling the fulfillment. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I agree with that. And what it's trying to do is it's trying to get you to, again, know your worth, know your value, okay? I have to agree with what Aphrodite said, because you're overstressing yourself out about the circumstances, and it's physically affecting you as a result. You're in a grand square. You're in a box, okay? No matter how we look at this, you've got a grand square and a grand trine, okay? And Mars is doing this dance with you. So it is an agitation, okay? There's no question about it, okay? It's dancing from your first house to your 12th house. So what it's trying to get you to do is, I understand the financial situation is what you're worried about, but you should not be worried about that. You should be worried about your value or your self-worth. It's about you taking some time for yourself, okay, honoring your body, for one. I agree with that about the health circumstances. I really think you need to rebalance your diet and exercise routine. Okay, I do think that you need more walks in nature, walks in the air, oxygen. I know you're up in New Jersey and it's bitterly cold, but I think you need to get somewhere where you can take and move around and get walking and get some air. Okay?
Okay.
I think it'll help a great deal with that, even if it's only for a short period of time. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
It is about you starting a new healthcare regime that's going to start to make you feel better. Once you feel better, your financial situation is going to shift and change, is the point that we're trying to make. In time, it's going to be to your benefit. You've endured the Saturn retrograde and going direct, and you've endured the Jupiter retrograde and going direct. So there's a couple things that have started working in your favor a little bit lighter. Count those blessings as it goes along, because I do feel that the beginning of next year is really going to be when you're going to start to feel better and things are going to start to move. This is, unusually enough, February, March, in that area is when it goes from your first to your second house. And that's really when you're more optimistic about your financial situation. So I say, be optimistic. Things are changing for your benefit. And springtime is what you're looking at. You know, winter, end of winter, beginning of spring is when things will really work much better for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you keep us posted, okay, sweetheart? We're about to go off the air. We're so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you.
Bless you. All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, we're at the top of the hour. We should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, And we'll talk to you again next week. And we hope you have a beautiful week. God bless.
Have a good
night.
Week. Bye.